Hello, Ruby Bridges community. I am here. It's Mr. Woodward along with
Mr. Lundholm
and one of our fabulous fifth graders whose name is
Max.
Max. Max is here and we're doing our fifth grade interviews right now. Mr. Lundholm and I are trying to work our way through all 96 of our fifth graders here at school because they're just so interesting, so cool, and that this is my first year here and Mr. Lundholm's. I don't want to miss the opportunity to get to know them. They're on their way to middle school, and I just said, you know what, let's do it. And Mr. Lundholm said, I'm into it. So we've been sitting here the last 2 days meeting kids left and right, and Max showed up, and he's a kick in the pants. And I thought we could go ahead and just throw him on this podcast and see what happens. So, Max, tell me what you want to be when you grow up.
I want to be a marine biologist.
A marine biologist. And what sorts of things have you done that have made you interested in marine biology?
Well, first, my dad worked in a pet store.
Wow. Mm. That, yeah.
When he was in college, like for a few days as a volunteer. And then I have 2 fish tanks in my house.
Sweet.
And a snake. And I go to Monterey like once in 2 months.
And you said your family has a subscription there.
We have a membership of the aquarium, so that made me really interested, like in sharks. And in mostly extinct marine animals.
Wow. Like only if they're extinct. Oof, megalodons.
Wow.
Man. Yeah. So what do you think about cats, though?
Well, the first cat I've seen is my cousin Nigel's cat, Waffles. and his brother's cat, Grace.
Yeah.
And they're pretty cute.
Yeah.
And then I can still pet them and stuff like that, but I can't, like, I have to wash my hands before dinner, or if I rub my eyes.
Yeah.
My eyes will get all watery.
So it sounds like you're allergic to those cats.
A little allergic to them.
Which is why maybe marine biology is a better field for him than some kind of, like, maybe, you know, terrain, zoologist,
right,
or yeah.
Right.
Just imagine him like
terrestrial.
I knew I shouldn't have been a zoologist. Yeah.
I shouldn't have studied cats knowing that I was allergic. So Max, I had a question, if you don't mind. I heard that you met kind of an international celebrity yesterday afternoon. He came here to Ruby Bridges. Bookman. Can you tell us your impressions of Bookman? What did you think when you saw him?
The first thing I thought was, who is this? And then clearly this question has been answered by some other minds.
Uh-oh.
Here is Bookman.
What do you mean?
Who are you pointing at? Bookman's nobody can
in this,
see you.
Wait, Bookman's in this room?
Where is he?
Where? Yeah. What?
Wow.
Wow, this interview is taking a strange turn.
Sorry, but you cannot hide that you're Bookman.
Who? Whoa. You're talking to Mr. Lundholm?
Mr. Yep. Are you looking at me or Mr. Woodward?
You. Straight at you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, first of all, yeah. I saw Mr. wow. I saw Bookman yesterday, and I have to say, Mr. Lundholm is very short.
Mm.
And Mr. Bookman was much taller.
Several inches taller. Yeah. Plus, I would never wear pink tights. He wears pink tights. That would be embarrassing.
But I remember that interview when you had that like crazy hat on, or you were like that video.
Oh, that's true. I have worn crazy hats. I'm fine with that. But just pink tights, like, no way.
And maybe he's taller because of the wig he was wearing.
Oh, you know, I didn't think of that.
Anyway, Bookman, interesting. Yeah, and Max hit it off great. And Max also said that he was interested in being an actor, which is how he ended up here on our podcast. So, any reason why you want to be an actor?
I can do many voices, I guess.
Oh, what a great way to...
Yeah, what a
perfect.
Can you give us an example?
Hello.
Wow.
I'm not sure you heard that. Let me hold it up a little closer to your face. Go ahead.
Hello.
Wow.
Wow.
Any less scary voices? That's it. Oh, wow. I think we're going to build our repertoire up.
I think after this, this may be the final podcast. I don't know if you'll ever beat this one.
Wow.
This is great.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for listening in on just a little bit of my day here at school. And we really enjoyed saying hi to Max. So, Max, you say goodbye.
Okay. Bye.
That's it.